You're listening to Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. It's 6:51. Candidates seeking the Democratic presidential nomination have been organizing in Arkansas ahead of today's primary election. But as KUAR's Jana Breen reports, no two candidates and no two campaigns are alike.
Arkansas is part of Super Tuesday, the largest single-day primary nationwide, when voters in 14 states and American Samoa will choose which of the remaining Democratic presidential candidates to award delegates to. And though the state is solidly red, candidates are making their respective efforts to court Arkansas voters. Staffers for a former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's campaign coordinated their efforts from an office on Main Street in downtown Little Rock. Its plate glass windows are covered in campaign signs, and inside, the staff is hard at work. They've just come off a press call featuring Little Rock Mayor Frank Scott Jr., the co-chair of the Mike for Black America National Leadership Council. State Director Evan Tanner says though Bloomberg's self-funded campaign has faced widespread criticism, he stands the best chance to win in the general election.
Voters are now realizing that we can't have necessarily everything we want in a candidate. There's no perfect candidate. The important thing to consider here is what is the best way to remove Donald Trump from office.
Bloomberg's late entrance into the race means Super Tuesday will be the first time he actually appears on a ballot. Senior advisor Amanda Crumley says that puts Bloomberg at an advantage over other Democrats who've pumped resources into early primary and caucus states.
That's where this campaign's going to be won and lost. Donald Trump was winning. That's when he changed his mind and made the decision to get into the race. And that's when he made the decision, fine, I'm not going to run in these four early states. I'm going to focus all of my energy on states that are going to matter, largely matter in the general election where this campaign's going to be won and lost. I think it's a brilliant strategy. And I think, yeah, in the future, other campaigns might look at that as well.
Polling in Arkansas has been scarce ahead of Super Tuesday. The one most frequently cited by media locally and nationally has been the Talk Business and Politics Hendricks College poll, which surveyed just under 500 people, mainly white voters over 45 years old, in early February. That poll shows Bloomberg as the frontrunner in Arkansas, but with just a little over a 1% lead over former Vice President Joe Biden, which is within the poll's margin of error. Bloomberg and Biden have been similarly close in the polls in other southern states with large African-American populations. But Bloomberg's policies while leading the country's largest city, like the use of stop-and-frisk policing, have given the Biden campaign a chance to attack. Sunday morning, Dr. Jill Biden sat with worshipers at First Baptist Church in North Little Rock. She stood before the congregation, telling them her husband would seek to right historical wrongs.
His faith is that we can change the story when we see the past for what it is and understand the reality of our present. Racism, institutionalized, the redlining and gentrifying of our neighborhoods, our brothers and sisters racially profiled, disproportionality in our schools, and environmental injustice.
Biden has picked up endorsements from several prominent members of the state's legislative Black caucus and from a former Senate colleague, Blanche Lincoln, who switched her endorsement from Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar before she dropped out on Monday. Klobuchar also made an appearance in North Little Rock a little over a week before exiting the race. Set to the music of Prince and peppered with Minnesota colloquialisms, Klobuchar pitched herself as someone who gets things done by building consensus.
And I think you know that we need someone at the top of the ticket that has that ability, the empathy, but also the ability to bring people with her.
But at the rally, undecided voter Joy Reid said she is giving every candidate a chance to win her over.
Neither political party really represents my interests 100%. I lean right on some issues, left on others, and I don't really fit in with the mainstream of either.
Klobuchar's absence, along with the exit of former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, has left more moderate voters like Reid with two fewer candidates to choose from. Speaking before Buttigieg dropped out of the race, campaign volunteer Josh Hall said his candidate's centrist message appealed to lifelong Republican voters in Arkansas.
I mean, they've never voted for a Democrat in their life, but his message of unity, of working together, of taking on this polarization that the country's fallen into. And I think that that would resemble exactly how it would be in a Buttigieg presidency.
Buttigieg and Klobuchar have both since endorsed Joe Biden's bid for the nomination. And now the progressives. Bernie Sanders, the Vermont senator who is technically not a Democrat, leads the field in total delegates heading into Super Tuesday. Ian Bitz says he chose to volunteer for the Sanders campaign because of his newborn daughter.
I knew that she wouldn't be able to have any influence on the sort of world that she would grow up in until, you know, after it had already gotten worse than it is today. So I knew I needed to be her advocate.
Bitz says Sanders' presence in Arkansas is made up entirely of volunteers, many of whom supported him in his 2016 primary bid against Hillary Clinton. And though some might consider it a long shot, Bitz says Sanders could feasibly win half of the state's 31 delegates up for grabs. But Sanders has drawn criticism, especially from more moderate candidates, for being too polarizing. Policy goals like Medicare for All and marijuana decriminalization could be uphill battles in Republican-controlled states and legislative bodies. But Bitz says Sanders could achieve his goals if his supporters maintain a unified front.
What we would need to do as supporters is to come together and let our senators know that these aren't policies and ideas that we're willing to give up on. If you're not willing to support them, then you're seat in office is going to be in jeopardy the next time you're up for election.
And last is Elizabeth Warren.
He's four.
The Massachusetts Senator's rally in North Little Rock on Saturday drew hundreds on an unseasonably warm winter day. She's long been considered a strong candidate, bolstered by debate performances and her numerous policy plans, but she has only 8 delegates, compared to 60 for Sanders and 54 for Biden. Michael Kendall attended the rally, saying he still supports Warren over the 2 frontrunners.
Joe Biden and Sanders actually are talking, have talking points, but she actually has an actual plan, step by step, is how she's going to achieve certain things. So that's, for me, that's important.
Like Sanders, Warren often says her lofty policy goals aren't out of step with the hopes of most American voters. Speaking to the crowd, she compared existing property taxes to her proposed 2-cent wealth tax on the top 1/10 of the wealthiest 1% of Americans.
We can do universal child care and early education for every baby in this country age 0 to 5. Universal pre-K for every 3-year-old and 4-year-old in America. And we can stop exploiting the people, largely women, largely African-American women and Latinas who do this work. We can raise the wages of every child care worker and preschool teacher in America.
No matter the outcome today, Warren supporter Michael Kendall says this current election cycle will decide a lot more than who sits in the Oval Office for the next 4 years.
It's history changing. More than us having the first black president, but, you know, 4 more years of what we have right now could end democracy. So
more than 1/3 of all total Democratic delegates are at stake in Super Tuesday primaries. Daniel Breen, KYR News.